Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show. Yeah.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today, or maybe a hat, or maybe a white privilege card, or maybe some bird products. Use discount code ChineseVirus. I'm going to give you 20% off. Yeah. Y'all know what's wrong with this country? Tell them, Key. Tell them what's wrong with this country, man. Thanks for your permission. Y'all know what's wrong with this country? The left is always pushing this perception like this country is just horrible for black people, that this country is systemically racist.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with this country.
Well, I think it's just black people can't think for themselves. They let white liberals control how they think.
Just say Democrats, because there's some stupid black liberals out there, too.
What?
You said white liberals. There's some stupid black liberals out there. Like the white liberals prop up these black liberals because black people give other black people more respect when it comes to politics.
Uh-huh.
But the white liberals put these black liberals in front of them. And these black liberals are not are pushing them, but these white liberal talking points.
Yeah. That's what I said.
That's exactly what I said, but you took a whole lot longer to explain it. Black people can't think for themselves. White liberals control how they think.
Well, they can think for themselves. They just
no, they can't. They can't think for themselves.
Yeah, they can. We you black.
You nice. Forgot we black?
We ain't liberal. We conservative. Totally different branch of
We talking about two different species, man.
Well, the black liberal tends to think with their skin color.
Yeah.
Personally, my skin color does not factor into the equation of how I think.
Yeah. White liberals, that's the reason why they think like that, man. They think everything's based on skin color, like everything's based on your race.
Yeah, they view the world through a racist prism.
Yep.
Through racist bifocals.
Yeah.
Right? I'll give you a perfect example of this. Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
They say, what's this show called?
The Daily Social Distancing Show with Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting how he put that, because that's not Trevor Noah's show.
Yeah.
Some white liberals writing all them jokes.
Yeah. He's reading. Everything he says is coming from a teleprompter.
It's not. Yeah.
It's like us. When we cut on camera, this shit is live.
Yeah, this is us. Ain't nobody writing this. This is how I feel. This is what I think.
Yeah.
When you look at all these Hollywood shows with these black liberals running it, they are being told what to say. They have a teleprompter in front of him.
Yeah. So before I go any further, check out the sheer stupidity. This dude is willing to say on this show after somebody wrote it down and put on a teleprompter.
I think it's kind of funny, really. He's just scaring people. And people are just too naive and too ignorant and black people, you just need to take ownership of your own lives, be responsible for your own actions.
Yeah.
Stop letting people dictate how this world is being ran.
And how you live your life.
Yeah.
Check out the video.
Every encounter between a police officer and a black person is fraught with danger. In fact, there's something in black families called the talk.
Never heard of it.
And I don't know if my white viewers know about this. I mean, maybe it's one of those things that black people do that you've never heard of before.
Man.
You know, like laying edges or putting plastic bags on your Jordans when it rains. But believe me,
what?
Every black family knows what the talk is.
Never heard of it.
We call it the talk, a discussion black parents have had with their children for generations.
A conversation that you and I have to have that it is tantamount to their survival.
At some point, you will get pulled over.
No shit.
And here is how you act.
Put your hands on the steering
wheel. He was going to say windshield.
Make sure the lights are on.
Don't do anything without police permission. Ask before you get your registration.
That's common sense.
Don't question and challenge the police officers like everybody
Damn
else.
Dumbass!
You guys just have to be a little wiser in terms of how you communicate.
Take your mask off.
And not agitate the situation any more than it is.
Stupid.
Submit, obey, come home. The talk will always happen in black households.
What? That's right. Police violence is such a threat that somehow the most uncomfortable talk you have to have with your kids is the one where you don't use the word semen.
What?
So, we know that black people know what's at stake and have methods of how to handle being pulled over by the police.
No, they don't. Hey, obviously, all these incidents just happened in the news with George Floyd, Dante Wright, Eddie Gray. I mean, the list goes on and on. They have not heard the talk. They have not got the memo. All these people resisted arrest. All these people did not follow commands. Obviously, everybody in the black community has heard of the talk.
Okay, so I've been on this planet for over, I'm in my late 40s, right? I'm black. I've been living in the United States my entire life. I've had hundreds of interactions with police, and each and every one of them was because of what I did.
Yeah.
Not because I was black.
Yeah.
And each and every encounter I had with police, even though some of them were assholes.
Yeah.
They somewhat treated me with respect. I mean, I was never humiliated. I was never.
I've never called a boy. I've never been handcuffed and sat down on the side of the street just for a traffic violation because I always followed their commands and I followed their directions.
So it's like he makes these jokes about the talk and how white people don't have to have this talk. Yeah, they don't have this talk because it's common sense. It's like drinking from the toilet. It's common sense. You don't need that talk.
Yeah, white people don't need this conversation because it goes without saying, it's in your damn DMV handbook. When you get pulled over by the cops, show the cops some respect. Follow their commands. Yeah. Follow their directions. That's in the DMV handbook.
And it's just common sense.
A little respect goes a long way, especially for a police officer who's been pulling. A police officer's job can be very negative. Just pulling people over all day and just writing tickets and getting. I mean, it's just, it could be very hard on a police officer. So when a police officer pulls you over, if you just show him a little respect, a little courtesy, because he's just doing his job. You're the one that was speeding. It was you who was breaking the law.
Yeah.
He's just doing his job.
And that job is dangerous. They have no idea who you are for the most part. And it's like, let me say this. It's like, okay, majority of these incidents that's been in the news, if they would have followed the talk.
Yeah.
They would be still alive today.
Yeah.
99.9% of them.
You guys are really admitting if you would follow the cops' commands and follow their directions, this conversation wouldn't even be needed.
Yeah, so you're kind of telling on yourself.
Yeah.
These people are not being killed because they're black. They're not being hunted down because they're black. They're getting killed because they're putting themselves and the officers' lives at risk.
Yeah.
That's why these things are happening.
Yeah. I mean, when these things happen, I mean, I just feel like I'm compelled. I have to have this conversation with my son. I really don't have to. Yeah. My son's got a brain. I mean, a 10-year-old kid knows better than this. Like, every time something like this happens in the news, I sit down with my son. He always says, Dad, why are they resisting? Why are they not following the police officer's commands? Like, I don't know, son. Another incident goes by. Son, look, you see what happened? Yeah, why is he resisting that? I was like, I don't know, son. Then this thing with Dante Wright, sat down with my son again. Because I don't want nothing like this to happen to my son because I'm looking at this every day on the news and my son says, Daddy, I know, don't resist, don't do dumb.
He said that?
He said that.
You raising that boy good. That's going to be a damn good black man.
You see, man.
Dude, you should have said, son, I'm proud of you.
I mean, y'all telling people to put their hands on the steering wheel, and it's totally unnecessary. Just be normal. I mean, if I'm a cop and I see a guy with his hands on the steering when he's scared to move, it's going to freak me out because it's not normal. It's suspicious.
It's not going to freak him out.
Just be normal and just follow the cop's directions. Can you give me your registration? Can you hand me your license?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the cop will appreciate it if you do have your hands up. It's not going to freak him out.
I've never did that.
I mean, I've never did it neither, and a cop has never asked me to do that.
That's a scare tactic.
That's just, you know what? That's a talking point that they put in these shows for other black people to scare them.
Yeah.
I've never act like that with a police officer. I'm just sitting, I'm just like this.
Yeah.
Just be normal. Be respectful. You don't have to worry about anything.
Unless you've committed or broke the law.
And if you did and you're wanted for something real bad, when he tell you to get out the car,
yeah,
put your hands behind your back, don't resist. That's part of the talk.
Hey,
let me say this.
Uh-huh.
And if this talk is really a thing in black communities, in right, black homes, I mean, I don't really think it is. My mama never had that talk because, like I said, this is common sense. Why ain't Black Lives Matter performing the talk nationally?
Yeah, if it's a thing.
Yeah, why have they set it up in high schools? Transform the DMV handbook when you take a test. Maybe have a section of that on a test.
Yeah, have a section just specifically for black folks. What not to do if you're black.
I mean, and I'm laughing because white people have to follow the same rules and they follow them. That's why you don't see this in the news. Another reason why you don't see the news, because they're white. Nobody cares. Right. Only Black Lives Matter. And the reason why they say Black Lives Matter is so they can scare you and divide this country. That's the whole point of that. It's not to help or save black people. Yeah, and this is like, it was like one clip when the guy said you have to submit. When you get put over by a cop, he used the word submit and obey like you're a damn slave.
Like the cop's a dominatrix or something.
Like you got to get on your knees and suck the cop off or something. No, it's not. You see, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Black people use these certain terms because they think they a slave if they have to answer to some police officer pulling them over for breaking the damn law. It's not submitting and it's not, what's the other word to use?
Submitting, obey.
You just following his commands, his instructions. That's just being part of a civilized society.
That's all that is. It's not you being a slave or be any less human. White people got to abide by the same rules.
See, that's how black people say it. White people say, follow the instructions.
Yeah. Everybody.
He has the power to do that. He is a police officer.
Yeah.
Submitting and obeying.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff you hear from black for black people, man, it's written by liberals, and it's just a bunch of hyperbole, and it's meant to scare you, and it's meant to really keep you thinking a certain way.
Yeah.
That's what it's meant for. And if you black people would just start thinking for yourself, being responsible for your actions, you don't have to be scared of police officers.
Yeah.
You don't have to wonder if you're going to be shot.
Yeah.
If you do break the law, just don't resist. A majority of these people will be alive, except for a few exceptions. This wouldn't even be an issue right now.
Yeah, I don't even understand why Trevor's having this show.
Yeah.
Because here on the right, that's what we always say. He's actually doing, using a right talking point.
Yeah.
If this actually worked to talk, and it does work because I've followed the talk my entire life. I didn't have to talk.
It's just common sense.
It's common sense. Mm. So why isn't Black Lives Matter, why ain't you Trevor Noah?
Yeah.
When these incidents happen where they're majority of them are resisting arrest, why don't you ever point that out then?
Yeah.
Because if you actually followed the talk, these incidents would not happen.
Yep.
See, this dude is not stupid. If he sit down and talk and this show was just his show, he would be pointing this stuff out. But like I said, this is not his show. Yeah. They're telling him what to say, how to say it.
Yeah.
And his stupid jokes that he makes.
But I want to point out one thing. This is our show. I have no producers, no writers. This is us speaking to you. I don't have nobody writing jokes or telling me what to say. Trevor Noah, you have somebody telling you what to say.
Yeah.
You're shucking and jiving.
How's Trevor Noah going to react if a cop does a felony stop on you and your vehicle matches a description of something just happened, a robbery where somebody was killed?
You fit the description of a...
What is Trevor Noah going to do? Trevor Noah like, sir, yes, sir. Yeah, here's my ID. I just came from my show, shooting the show. Yes, I'm not resisting. You ain't going to resist or anything.
Yeah.
You're going to follow his instructions.
Yep.
But when something this happens, you'll never point that out. You don't point out what Trevor Noah would do. You don't point out what you do in your life to make yourself successful.
Yeah.
You point the blame at the police officer.
Yep.
When the person, if they would have just held them, made themselves accountable, followed instructions, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Y'all were such full of shit. This is how he closes out his show.
But the talk still hasn't been able to prevent police violence against black people. So maybe it's not black people who need a talk about how to act around the police. Maybe, just maybe, police need a talk about how to act around black people.
No, no. Those black people that's been shot and killed, 99.9% of them, are not taking instructions from the talk. The police officers know how to act. These people that's being shot and fairly shot and resisting arrest, they need to sit down and readdress what they're doing.
And see, they know what they're doing. They know they don't care.
Yeah.
So it's the cops' fault. Yeah. They need to learn how to act around.
Did he say black people?
He said that. So you got to act a certain way around around black people?
You're pretty much saying black people need to have special privilege when it comes to police interactions. That's what you're saying, because there's been over 100 police officers killed in this country. Maybe, just maybe, Trevor, we need to sit down and talk with some more black people and make sure they know how to act around police officers. Just maybe.
That was a damn good show. Yeah.
Michael Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing, built a great company, great products, have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products. And just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They abandoned him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah.
In this country, he's a man, a principal. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah.
We take care of our patriots in this country.
Don't forget, go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.